contact.
Hello, I'm calling for Veronica or Mr. or Mrs. Simpson.
This me, Veronica.
Hi, did you, I'm calling in regards to the Depo Provera lawsuit. Did you already have an attorney assisting you with filing a claim?
No, sir.
Okay, I just want to let you know this is on a recorded line. Did you ever use Depo, or is this for someone else in your family?
Yes, sir, I did.
After using Depo, do you know what you were diagnosed with or how you were affected?
Yes, sir, I was diagnosed with, because my speech is going to be kind of slurring. Get bad with me. I was down my liver service.
Sorry?
Sir?
Yeah? Sorry?
I'm sorry.
So do you know, I just
I'm trying to talk right now. It's hard for me to speak, you know, speak properly, pronounce words best I can.
I see. Take your time. I'm so sorry. I just want to confirm with you to see if we can help you out today. Do you know what you were diagnosed with after using Depo Provera? Or do you know what you were diagnosed with?
Yes, I was diagnosed with a brain tumor called mental garnish or something?
Sorry?
I can spell it, but I can't pronounce it.
Yeah, that's okay if you can spell it. That's fine.
It's M-E-N-I-N-G-G-I-O-M-A? Megine or something?
M-E-N-I-N-G-I-O-M-A?
Yes, sir.
Okay, so that was the meningioma you were diagnosed with?
Yes, sir.
I'm so sorry about that.
I know. I'm still here.
Oh, yeah, I can hear you well. Can you hear me?
Yes, sir.
Do you know when you were diagnosed with?
Yeah, I was diagnosed on August the 12th, 2012.
Okay, and would you like to see if you meet the criteria to participate in the Depo Provera lawsuit?
Yes, sir.
Okay.
I was trying to see an idea because it's been a while and you're the first to call me.
Oh, and okay, I see. So no one's gone. And you didn't already sign on with an attorney group, correct?
No, sir. The only thing I did was I seen it on social media and I had put the application in and that was it. I had heard anything from nobody but you the first. I heard from it. Wow.
Okay.
Hello?
So sorry. Just one second.
I'm trying to talk, but you know, it's hard for me.
It's okay. I'm just looking through this right now. So, and are you willing to affirm under penalty that you have not sought legal representation or advice from any other law firm or attorney for this specific matter or signed documents with another law firm?
No, sir. I haven't done nothing.
And we'd be filing this claim for yourself, correct?
Yes, sir.
And are you a resident of the United States?
Yes, sir, I am.
And what was your injury after taking Depo for at least 1 year?
I had a brain tumor. They had to go inside and search in my brain, get a little tissue out. For it goes under the CT scan and the MRI.
And so it was through... And so what was the name of the brain tumor? I'm so sorry.
Sir?
And the name of the tumor was, we said it was the, what was it again?
I can't pronounce it. I said it for you, though.
It was the M-E-N? The...
Yes, sir.
Okay. Perfect.
It's a brain tumor, though.
And where is it located in your body?
It was in my head.
And then, to the best of your knowledge, what was the date of your diagnosis for this?
My diagnosis was August 18, 2012.
August 18th of 2012?
Yes, sir.
And then what was your date of birth?
My date of birth is May 6, 1964.
May 6, 1964.
Yes, sir.
And do you know if anyone else in your family was ever injured by Depo-Provera or was also using the Depo products?
Not that I know. I just know I was the only one so far.
Was there like a mother, daughter, sister, anyone in your family that was given Depo?
No, sir.
Okay.
My mom and my daughter's deceased.
And did you receive a Depo pill or was it a Depo-Provera shot? Again, thank you for confirming about that. I'm sorry, I just got that. And you said no one else in your family is using Depo, not even like a friend or anything?
No, sir.
Okay. I'm so sorry, and thank you for confirming. So was Depo received through a pill or was it through a shot?
It was a shot.
Okay.
It was legit.
And did you use the name brand injectable contraceptive Depo-Provera?
That was a...
Did you use the name brand injectable contraceptive Depo-Provera?
Yes, sir.
And which injectable did you use? Was it Depo-Provera, Depo sub-Q Provera, or a generic medroxyprogesterone acetate?
Yes, sir.
Which injectable did you use? Was it Depo-Provera, Depo sub-Q Provera, or a generic medroxyprogesterone acetate?
It was the first one you said.
Depo-Provera?
Yes, sir.
Okay. And did you or a loved one use the name brand Depo-Provera prior to switching to the generic version for a minimum of 1 year?
Yes, sir, I did. That was the only one.
And to the best of your knowledge, do you know how many years you used Depo-Provera?
Well, I was using from 2012, from 2003 to
2012. From 2003 to 2012?
Yes, sir. My head hurts.
And did you use it, how many times per year did you use it? Was it 4 times in 1 year?
I would use it for 5 weeks, 4-5 times a week.
You would use Depo-Provera 4 to 5 times per week?
No.
Oh, sorry?
No, sir, I'm sorry.
Oh, it's okay.
My head hurt. I'm sorry.
You're good. I was confused. I was like, wait, what?
I was too. That
must hurt.
Yeah, well, I was saying my speech and my,
It's okay.
Yes, I was using it once a month.
Once a month? Or was it?
Yeah, I had an appointment.
Once a month?
Yes, I had an appointment. But I didn't know who was going to mess me up, though.
So was it once a month? Or so you got it every single month? Or was
yes,
it?
Sir. Let me tell you, yeah, I couldn't get no more than that. That didn't kill me.
Oh, I'm sorry. Just to the best of your knowledge, how many times did you use the product? So how many? Oh, wait, I'm so sorry. If I may ask, within 1 year, can you confirm you had at least 4 injections prior to your diagnosis?
Yes.
Okay. And did you use Depo-Provera between January 1st, 1992 through to the present date? So just any time in between then?
January what?
Did you use Depo-Provera any time between January 1st, 1992 through to the present date?
Yeah, I started on 2003, a couple of years after.
From earlier, you said you started in 2003 and stopped in what year?
2022, I got diagnosed.
Wait, so 2003 was when you first started using Depo?
Yes, sir. Then I had got no diagnosed with it. The day of August. Yes, sir. Then I started my treatment in August.
So when did you stop using Depo-Provera? When was the last time that you used Depo? Like the last shot that you had?
My last shot.
Yeah, so you started using Depo in 2003. What year did you stop, if you remember?
Not really. Can't say. You got a headache. That's bad with me because I'm trying to think of my,
No worries.
Liver and stuff.
Just
trying
to get
my nod. Yes, sir. That's
when did
my
mother. When did you stop using Depo? Like, when was the last time that you used Depo-Provera? Like, just the last time that you would have used the product?
Last time I used it?
Yes, ma'am.
I stopped in it's so wild, been a while.
So what year did you stop? Do you remember?
2012.
So you stopped using Depo in 2012?
Yes, sir. When I got that, yes, sir. That's when they told me I was diagnosed, and with a month later I was diagnosed with it, August. But I stopped in July 2012, and I got diagnosed with a month after.
Okay. And then, can you confirm your gender for me, please?
I'm a female.
And then can you confirm, what is your marital status?
Divorced.
And then can I have the spelling on your first name, the spelling and the spelling on your last name?
Veronica is my first name. V. V and battery. E and Ed. R and red. O and orange. N and Nancy, I and Ice, C and Cake, A and Apple,
okay.
S and Sam, I and Ice, M and Mary, my ear hurt. P and Paul, S and Sam, O and Orange, N and Nancy.
Perfect. And then what was your middle initial?
L, like in love.
And then this next part is for HIPAA and identification purposes. Can you confirm your social for me, please?
258-081155.
And that was 258-081155?
Yes, sir.
And then the main email I have is vsimpstp506@gmail.com.
Yes, sir.
And the main phone number I have is 229-405-5268.
Yes, sir.
And is that a mobile, home phone, or both?
Hello, sir.
Oh, the phone number, is that a mobile, home phone? Hello? Hello?
Yes, sir.
Sorry, can you hear me?
Oh, what my phone? Yes, sir, I'm sorry.
You can hear me?
I can hear you. Somebody was at the door, so I had to go see who it was.
It's okay, no worries. I was just confirming, so the phone number we're speaking on, is that a mobile, home phone, or both?
Yes, my cell phone number.
Perfect.
This is my mobile phone. Yes, sir.
Awesome. And then can you confirm your full address for me, please?
Hello?
Can you confirm your home address for me, please?
Yes, sir. 1607 Lime Circle. L and Larry, I and Ice, N and Nancy, E and Ed. Circle. Apartment 3. Decatur, Georgia. 30032.
Perfect. I'm just going to read this back just to make sure I have this correct. I have 1607 Line Circle, Apartment 3, Decatur County, DeKalb County,
Decatur.
Georgia. Oh, Decatur. Sorry.
Yes, sir.
Decatur, DeKalb County, Georgia, 30032.
Yes, sir.
All right. Do you remember if Depo Provera was administered by a doctor, medical staff, or if you were doing it by yourself?
No, it was a doctor. His name is Tyrone.
Do you know which hospital he was treating out of? Or which hospital you were getting the Depo Provera from?
Yes, sir. It was on Rainbow Drive.
Do you know the name or the name of the hospital? And this would be the hospital that you got Depo Provera from?
Yes, sir. It was it wasn't no die, it was so private.
Which one? I'm so sorry. Wait, what was the name of it? I'm sorry.
Okay. It's difficult for me.
I understand.
It was, dang, my head hurt. I think it was Emory John Creek Hospital, Creek, Georgia.
Yep.
Georgia. And
this is where you were getting the Depo Provera from?
Yes, sir. Who was treating me? Yes, sir.
Oh, he was treating you there?
Yes, sir.
What about the Depo Provera? Who did you, do you remember which hospital, where you got that from?
Well, the doctor who treated me for the Depo, his name was Dr. Tyrone, that I remember.
So which
him.
Doctor gave, if you remember, do you know which doctor gave you the Depo Provera? So like where you actually got it from, or which hospital you got the doc or the Depo Provera from?
Doctor, his name was Robert Ayer, that's his last name, Ayer, MD, he was the neurologic surgeon.
Wait, and then just to confirm, so you meant Dr. Robert Ayer, neurosurgeon?
Yeah. I can't pronounce it, man, but, you know, it'd be so difficult for me to pronounce. That's why I asked to spell it so you can understand.
Yeah, that's okay. Was he the one that gave you the Depo Provera? Do you know who gave you Depo Provera?
No, he didn't give it to me. He's the one who diagnosed me. And Dr. Tyrone, the one that I was seeing too. I was seeing two doctors, sir.
Okay, I understand. I have Dr. Tyrone, Dr. Robert Ayers. It looks like they're both treating you.
Yes, sir.
And that was Dr. Tyrone R. Baines. And that was
Dr. Tyrone. No, he's a hospital. He's in a factory. He's in a hospital factory.
What do you mean?
Yes, sir.
What do you mean by the hospital factory?
That's where I was going. Who was treating me?
Okay. So for the Depo Provera, where did you get the Depo Provera from? Do you know?
No, sir. I know I was going to the doctor.
Sorry?
I know I was going to the doctor.
Okay. Do you know where you got the Depo Provera from, though? Or, like, where, if that was from, like, a different doctor?
No, it was the same doctor.
So, for Depo Provera, do you know who gave you the Depo Provera? Or, like, which doctor administered that? Or, like, was it, like, where you were getting the Depo shot from?
I was getting it from Dr. Robert. I was getting it from Dr. Robert.
The neurosurgeon gave you Depo Provera?
Yes, sir. And Dr. Tyrone, I was just visiting him.
Okay, I'll go to the... So, for diagnose... Do you know who diagnosed you with the meningioma?
Dr. Tyrone...
Bro, I see. Jenna, just 1 second. Let me see.
Mm-hmm. Y'all gonna have to hold on. I'm on the other line.
And then, so do you know who your primary doctor right now is? Or do you know who your main primary doctor is right now? Hello?
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 Oh, okay.
Oh, I'm sorry. So do you have a primary doctor that you're going to? I'm sorry.
That's okay. I thought you had hung up. That's why I kept saying hello, hello.
No, me too. I'm sorry. Do you, are you seeing a primary doctor right now, or is it just Dr. Tyrone and Dr. Robert?
I'm seeing a primary doctor now.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, I am, sir.
And then do you know that doctor's name or which doctor that was?
It was Dr. Tyrone.
Sorry?
It was Dr. Tyrone.
Okay, and so that's your main doctor. Was he the one that diagnosed you? Or do you remember which doctor diagnosed you initially?
Well, I'm trying to remember, sir. It's hard. Because, you know, it's on my brain.
Yeah.
Oh.
No, I understand. It's just, it's up to you. Just let me know which one you think diagnosed you and which one you think treated you. Because I have Dr. Tyrone. And Dr. Robert Ayer. Do you know which doctor diagnosed you?
Well, Dr. Robert one diagnosed me.
Okay. And do you know what the method of diagnosis for the meningioma was? Hello?
I'm right here.
Okay. Do you know what the method of diagnosis for the meningioma was? By chance?
Could you repeat it?
Do you know what the method of diagnosis for the meningioma was? Was it, or like how they determined you had it?
Oh, yeah.
Okay. And then what was that test? Do you know?
Yes, I had, my test. They had,
So, do you know what the method of diagnosis for the meningioma was? Like, how they diagnosed it?
Yes, sir. They cut, like I said earlier, they had to insert my brain, you know, and they had, draw some blood from my brain. I had a biopsy, so they had to cut a small, you know, incision to cut, get a little tissue on my brain.
Okay, so that was like the treatment,
kind
of like surgery.
And then they put it a CT scan and an MRI scan.
CT scan and MRI scan?
Yes, sir. That's when I had the biopsy. Yeah, they made.
And then, do you know the name of the doctor that diagnosed you with the meningioma? So the one that was doing the CT and MRI scans?
I had two different ones. Remember, Dr. Roberts, the one told me.
Okay, so he first diagnosed you?
Yes, sir.
All right. And if you if you remember who gave you the Depo-Provera, just let me know, and then I'll put that down too.
All right.
Do you know which hospital Robert was out of? I might have the wrong one.
He was at the
Do you know which hospital he was out of, by chance?
Yeah, I say Emory.
Emory, gotcha.
Was that Emory John Creek? That's the hospital in the vicinity where I had went for treatment.
I see. And was that in Bethlehem, Georgia?
It was John Creek, Georgia.
John Creek? Let me see. Emory, John Creek.
It was 6325 Hospital Parkway, John Creek, Georgia.
Got you.
30097.
Okay. I'm just going to read this back to you. It's 6325 Hospital Parkway, John Creek, Georgia, 30097.
Yes, sir.
Awesome. And that was for Emory Johns Creek?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Perfect. And so Dr. Robert Ayers was your neurosurgeon?
Yes, sir.
And then, did you have any prior cancer diagnosis before this?
No. Have
you received treatment for your meningioma diagnosis?
Yeah, I had some treatment, sir.
And then, do you remember where and why or what type of treatment you had?
I can remember what treatment, but,
And what was the type of treatment that they gave you?
called? They gave me, dang, I can't pronounce it. It was, C-A-R-C-R-A-N-I, camel tumor surgeon, cranial tumor.
Oh, crania or craniotomia?
Yes, sir.
It's like a head surgery kind of, right?
Yes,
I think it's a craniotomy, or let me look it up.
It's C-R-A-N.
Craniotomy.
Pronounce it how you saying. I can spell it how you saying it. You say cam tuna.
So was it a craniotomy? C-R-A-N-I-O-T-O-M-Y?
Yes, sir. That's it. That's what I was trying to pronounce.
Craniotomy. And then do you remember where this was? This at the was it that was this at Emory's John Creek?
Yes, sir.
And then do you remember the name of the doctor that was treating you at this location? Dr. Tyrone and Dr. Robert.
They're the only two that I remember so far.
Okay. So Dr. Tyrone and Dr. Robert. So for Tyrone, I found Dr. Tyrone R. Baines. Does that sound correct, Mr. Baines?
No,
Or is his last name Tyrone?
His first name Tyrone. His last name, M-A-L-L-O-Y,
Mallory?
Yes, sir.
Oh, Dr. Tyrone Mallory?
Yes, he's located on Rainbow, 4201 Rainbow Drive, Decatur, Georgia.
Okay, got you. He's a gynecologist.
Yes, sir.
Awesome.
GM.
Okay.
Gynecologist.
Was he the one that gave you Depo Provera, or was that a different doctor? Do you know which doctor was actually, like, giving you the Depo Provera shots?
Tyrone, he was the one that gave it to him since he's a college, GYM.
So...
Yeah, he gave it to me. Oh, wow.
So Dr. Tyrone Mallory was the one giving you the Depo Provera?
Yes, sir.
Okay. And how many times... Sorry?
Go ahead, sir.
How many times were you given the Depo Provera shot? Or how many times were you injected with the product?
Once every 3 months.
Once every 3 months for about 9 years, 36 times.
That's too much.
36 times?
Yes, sir.
And what is the name? So the name of the doctor that gave you it was Dr. Tyrone Mallory?
Yes,
or Malloy? Sir. Malloy?
Yes. Mallory, Mallory, something.
Do you remember the name of the hospital that he was giving it to you from?
No, I don't know the name of the hospital. I just know the address. I don't know the name.
And then what was the address?
It was on, okay, it was 4201 Rainbow Drive, Decatur, Georgia, 30034.
Dr. Tyrone Cecil Malloy? Was that a woman's doctor?
No, Tyrone's a man.
Okay. Got you. I'm so sorry. There's like a few people.
You know,
right now.
You got some men and women got to use the same name, but I ain't never know no name names out wrong.
I see. And I'm so sorry about that. I'm just trying to find the exact address. It's just not coming up.
That's all right. It's been so long, in my brain. It ain't been too long. Been a while.
Do you remember, what was the full address you had? 4201 Rainbow Drive?
Yes, sir. That's the last address that I knew.
And then could you read the full address to me, please?
Yes, sir. 4201 Rainbow Drive, Decatur, Georgia, 30034. That was the last address I had on him when I was there.
Perfect. So I have 4201 Rainbow Drive, Decatur, Georgia, 30034.
Yes, sir.
Do you have his phone number by chance?
Not at this moment, but I can find, but I don't have it. It's hard to say because I've been moving here, moving there, and I lost a lot of stuff during my time.
I see. I do have his website. I mean, I can put the number on his website.
Website.
Oh, never mind. There's no...
That was the last of the address I had, and that was years ago.
I see.
The lady I've been trying to take care of, you know, because it's difficult. I try to be somewhere where I can rest and stuff. Sometimes right now my head be hurting me.
Mm-hmm. I mean, and yeah, no, I can, especially with these type of surgeries, I understand. Do you don't have a phone number for him by chance?
Not this moment.
Okay, no worries. I'll just put this down as well. And then was there ever like a pharmaceutical or like a CVS pharmacy or like somewhere you were sent to go get medication or anything?
I was getting it there when they was there.
Were you ever sent to like a CVS or any other type of like Walgreens or anything for treatment or for like medication?
No, so I was getting it while I was going.
And then at which hospital?
Yeah, while I was seeing my doctor.
Which one was that one?
Dr. Robert.
Oh, so that is the different, the Emory Hospital?
Yeah.
So the prescription.
I was getting my treatment from Dr. Harper.
Okay. And was there any pharmacy or anything like that we can put down?
Yeah, I never go as far. I went to the doctor, but I normally go outside of CVS. The CVS that I was going to.
Gotcha.
I think they closed that CVS, but that's one of them. It's on Cleveland Avenue.
CVS.
I think that was closed. Yeah, I think they closed that one. It's been a while, though, that's what I was getting it from. Right now, thank God for now.
Ooh,
I got used to
bad. Let me see. So, and this pharmaceutical, was this from, was this for the meningioma, or were you sent here after the meningioma? For the pharmaceutical, were you sent here after the meningioma, or was this before? It was on Cleveland Avenue in Georgia?
Yes, sir.
East Point.
I go by there now, and there's no CVS right there. They don't close. They close up all. They are closing up all the CVSs anyway. I don't understand why, but yeah.
And was this so in East Point?
One of them closed down.
Do you know where this one was at? Or was it in East Point?
It was, no,
on Cleveland Avenue.
Yes, sir. That was Cleveland Avenue.
And then what city was that in?
East Corner, Hayfield, right there in the middle.
Which one?
You said East Point. That's one, you know, the one I was going to, that's one I was going to between East Point and Hayfield.
Oh.
But they closed it down.
So it was the East Point location that you were going to?
Yes, sir.
So you were going CVS on Main Street, East Point?
No. Cleveland Avenue, sir. The one you talking about, Main, they shut that one down. They turned that into something else. They turned that into a, damn, I hear her.
1043 Cleveland Avenue?
Yes, sir, they changed that, turned it to... Well,
so this one closed down. Are you going? Is there a new one that you're going to, or is there like a more updated one that you go to?
No.
Okay, that's fine.
That's been a minute. I don't go no more, cause I don't see them no more. It's been some years ago.
I can put this down. No worries. And then, just 1 second. And then, so for the pharmaceutical, okay, so I'll start with the doctor that gave you Depo-Provera was Dr. Tyrone Malloy. That was the doctor that gave you Depo-Provera?
Yes, sir, and then Dr. Robert wanted to diagnose me. Really?
Dr. Robert Ayers diagnosed you?
Yes, sir.
And then who treated, do you know which doctor treated you?
Dr. Tyrone.
Dr. Tyrone, the
yes,
one that gave you the Depo-Provera?
Yes, sir.
So do you know which doctor treated you? That couldn't have been, I don't think. Or maybe, that's an OBGYN, Dr. Tyrone. Is there another doctor that would have treated you for the meningioma or given you surgery?
Dr. Roberts was the one who treated me. He gave me a surgery.
He diagnosed you and treated you?
Yes, sir.
Okay, perfect. So Dr. Roberts diagnosed you and treated you?
Yes, sir.
And then Dr. Tyrone was the one that gave you the Depo-Provera?
Yes, sir.
All right, no worries. And then Emory, the treatment, was that, which hospital was that at?
Emory and John's. Creek, Georgia.
And do you have a family history of meningioma?
No, sir.
And were you hospitalized for the meningioma?
Yes, I was hospitalized for a while.
Oh, so for the meningioma, were you ever hospitalized?
No, so I was going to treatment. One time I was hospitalized when they did the insert to get the tissue out of my brain.
Do you remember how long you were hospitalized for?
No.
Mm.
I wasn't in English that long.
Sorry?
Wasn't in the hospital that long, sir.
Okay. So you were not hospitalized for the meningioma? Or you were, or you were not?
No, because I was going through treatment. No, I was going through treatment on my own.
So you weren't then there for too long, I guess?
No, I was. Until they started my treatment. Then I started coming every 4 to 5 days a week.
And then just to confirm, so you were never hospitalized for the meningioma, just for the record? Or were you...
No.
Sorry?
No, I wasn't.
Okay.
The only thing they gave me a biopsy to try to see what was going on. and my side effect, I had irregular periods, blowing, and headaches like I got one now. Mm. And I let the doctor know about my issue. So they performed the following tests on me.
And then what happened after the tests?
Well, what I remember is they did take some blood. They draw some blood from me, you know. And then that's why I said I didn't stay there too long, because they did a biopsy on me. And then they took the small tissue out. That's why I had to have CT scan and MRI.
Got you.
Yes. And then I was complaining about my brain. It was a brain tumor. And that was it. And then after they told me to did all of that, all I had to do was just kept coming, you know, taking my treatment. And my treatment lasted for a while.
Your treatment lasted for a while? And
yes, sir, until I got help.
Got you. And until all was taken care of. Just to confirm, though, was there any dates that you were hospitalized for the meningioma or anything we can put down? Or like extended stays where you were there for like a week, 2 weeks, a month while being treated or for the meningioma?
I had radiation. They got me radiation too now. I remember that. And I had to go through my radiation. I didn't like that. It burned.
I understand. I'm sorry about that. I do. A lot of people are not too happy when the radiation, or like they have to use that for treatment.
But it helped, though. It hurt, but it just burned my skin.
I see. And again, I'm very, very sorry about that. And I'm very sorry about all the diagnosis. On top of the craniotomy, you said you had radiation?
Yes, sir. I had to go through radiation. You know, they use the highest radiation because I'm too much like go back to these years. It said to the strawberry remaining the cancer, but I don't think I had no cancer.
Okay. And again, so you were never hospitalized for the meningioma?
I don't remember, sir. I can't remember because there's so much stuff I can't remember.
It's okay. I'll go.
I try to remember what you asked me, but I don't know if I was hospitalized or not.
I'll put that doesn't remember. It's okay. And are there any other medical notes we can put down or that you would want us to put down for the attorneys?
Yeah, you can let them know that I was when I received my radiation, you let them know that I went for 5 weeks, 4 to 5 times a week.
What, for 5 weeks?
That's why I said that burnt. Yeah, that burnt. They're burning me.
45 times a week for 5 weeks? Wait, I'm sorry.
Yes, sir. 4 to 5 times a week.
Got you. 4 to 5 times a week.
For 5 weeks.
For radiation.
That man, that hurt it, but I did it, though. It hurt it.
4 to 5 weeks?
Yes, sir.
And do you have a medical record showing a meningioma diagnosis?
Well, no, I don't have it with me. But I can get it for you because right now I was out of town. But I can give it to you when you need it, sir.
Okay, just 1 second.
Hmm. Oh, sorry.
So sorry. Okay.
You don't have records on you right now,
but you would be able to provide them?
Yes, sir.
Provide these by mail, electronically, or both?
Probably both.
Perfect. And do you have access to your MyChart login?
I have access to what?
To your MyChart login?
No, sir, not at this time.
Okay. And then for this last part, we do request an emergency contact number in case something unfortunate happens to you. This just ensures that we can continue your case for your loved ones. The emergency contact, do they live with you or not live with you?
They don't stay with me, they stay in another state.
Okay, no worries. Could I just have their first name, phone number, and relationship to you?
Yes. You ready?
Yes, whenever you are.
Carolyn. Regina.
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 Perfect.
R in red, E in egg, G in gas, I in ice, N in Nancy, A in apple.
And then phone number?
470-505-7854.
And then what was her relationship to you?
She was a real good friend.
Close friends?
Yeah, we've been with each other for years.
Oh, that's awesome. Do you have her email address by chance?
No, sir.
Okay, I'm going to put yours.
Okay.
I'm going to put yours for right now, and then what's it called? When the attorneys reach out to you, if they request her information, just provide that then, okay?
All right.
Do you know her home address, just in case we had to mail her anything?
No, she's in another state.
Okay. You don't have her home address as of right now?
No, sir, not right now, I don't.
Okay. Again, same thing with the email. Just if you can provide it at a later date, that'd be perfect, but we'll put this one for now.
Okay. Thank you.
And for your address, that was apartment 3, correct?
Yes, sir.
Just 1 second. I'm just going to make sure everything is correct, so that everything comes out correctly on paper. So the date of Date of diagnosis is August 18th, 2012.
Yes, sir. Ooh, my hair.
Date of birth is May 6, 1964.
Yes, that's my birthday.
And then your full social is 25808-1155.
Yes, sir.
Home address is 1607 Line Circle, apartment 3, Decatur, DeKalb County, Georgia, 30032.
Yes, sir.
Okay, perfect. I'm going to send these documents over right now. Just let me know as soon as you do get them. Just a second. Oh, I'm sorry. Oh, are you able to provide a large eligible signature by chance? Or on the documents if it was required to?
Yes, sir.
Okay, perfect. All right.
Thank you.
Okay. The documents are on their way to your text message or email inbox right now. Just let me know as soon as you do get them.
Good. I got it.
Perfect. And then as soon as you do get them, it's going to take you to like a DocuSign link. Just let me know as soon as you have clicked on that, and then we'll walk through these together, okay?
What's on it?
Sorry?
What's the name I'm looking for?
It's going to come from Jaden. It's going to be your most recent message, probably. Or
okay.
One of probably the two most recent messages. They're going to be DocuSign links.
All right.
And then just let me know as soon as you have access to those, and we'll walk through them together.
Hmm. What'd you say the name was, sir?
It's going to be probably the most recent message in your document, or go in your, are you in your email?
Yeah, I'm looking at the first one.
Okay.
Let me say, welcome to Josie something, D-O-C-U-S-I-N, DocuSign. Yes, sir.
Yeah,
that's Jaden. Your name's Jaden.
Mm-hmm. Perfect. Is
okay.
Is there like a link you can click on, or is there like a yellow next
yes,
button?
Sir. It's a link I can click on.
Okay, perfect. And then when you click on that, it's going to have you continue through a few times?
Yes, sir. I'm clicking over now. It's coming up. Message from Master.
Message from
Do
Master.
Yes. Do you agree?
Yeah, just click continue or agree.
They say yes or no.
Oh, yes. Sorry.
Okay.
Sorry.
It comes up. It down.
Oh.
Come
yeah.
on. I'm on here, but.
Oh, okay. What's the first page say? There should be like a yellow start sign on the top right. Just click on that.
Okay. They say continue.
Mm-hmm. Perfect.
Hey, continue.
Yes, please.
Okay. All right. Message from Data Master. Okay. You want me to sign it?
Yes.
They say electronic records and let's go. I'll agree on this and continue.
Mm-hmm. And then what happens after that?
It just shows a lot of words. It says this contact is between Veronica Simpson.
Mm-hmm.
That
and
was
is
one.
There, sorry, is there like a yellow start button on the top right? Or top left or somewhere? It says yellow or like start or continue or next?
I already hit continue. Oh, yeah, it says next.
Perfect.
Yes, sir.
Wherever the yellow, the bright yellow button is, click on that one. That'll push you through to the where you need to be. And then it's going to have you start signing. Just draw out your signature as best as possible. And when you are looking through the documents, just make sure everything on there is correct, like addresses, names, date of births. If anything is misspelled or incorrect, just let me know and I'll resend the documents.
The first is correct. You want me to sign it?
Yes, please. If everything's correct, yeah, just adopt your signature.
Okay, I hit the yellow button.
Sorry?
Adopt and sign.
Yes, please.
I did that.
Okay, perfect. And then after that, there's gonna be a next button or another yellow that you have to click on to continue through.
Yes,
and then
sir.
Just, I think it'll have you sign like a few more or like one or two more times. Just continue signing until it has you stop or until it says finish.
It's just one and it says finish.
Oh, it already says finish?
Yes, sir.
Okay. Go ahead and click finish through.
Yes.
Perfect. And then let me know what it says.
Continue.
Okay. Perfect. Click continue. And then if another yellow pops up, just do that, or whatever pops up that you have to click.
Okay. He said this agreement had been signed successful.
Okay. Let me make sure. Let me just double check.
And he said no obligation, no credit card refund.
Oh, I see. So, for Veronica. Okay. Awesome. I did receive the documents. You can swipe out of that now. If it asks you to create an account or anything, you don't have to do that. But I'm just going to read this off and make sure all information on here is accurate to you. Veronica L. Simpson, V-E-R-O-N-I-C-A-L-S-I-M-P-S-O-N.
Yes, sir.
Okay. The address. Okay. Awesome. I do have all the documents, so we should be good to go. Sorry?
I say everything's correct.
Perfect. I just, I received all of them, so as soon, the attorneys will be reaching out to you within 24 to 48 hours to do a case verification.
Okay.
So just be on the lookout for that phone call. I'm going to send you a text from my personal number. It's going to come from a 949 number. So if you have any questions, you can reach out to me.
Yes, sir.
But yeah, just after this, just be on the lookout for the phone call from the attorneys.
Yes, sir.
Okay, perfect. And again, thank you so much for speaking with us about your experience. I'm very, very sorry about all you had to go through. And thank you for taking the time to speak with me and explain everything about this and your specific situation.
Yes, sir. I'm sorry. I did my best.
Sorry?
I said thank you. I did my best.
Of course, yeah. No, and I sent you a text. It has my name and my office hours and my email, so just reach out to me if you have any questions, okay?
Yes, sir.
Be on the lookout for that attorney phone call, all right?
Yes, sir.
Awesome. Thank you so much. Have a good day.
You have a wonderful day. Thank you.
Bye. Be safe.